Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We are set for a new world order in college athletics. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference, and we are so glad you're here, as always, as a part of the show. So talk about a Friday news dump story when we found out that the House v. NCAA has been approved. Now, this is not a shocker at all, but what it means now is that we are in an era of more or less a salary cap within college athletics. But not really, which I'll explain. But starting this summer, the Power Four and other Division I schools can begin directly paying their athletes via an annual revenue sharing pool capped at roughly $20.5 million per school in year one. So you've likely seen these headlines over the last few days, and you're saying, well, what does this mean for me? In the short term, what this means for you is if you are a fan of a Big 12 school and you go to games, my guess is your ticket prices will go up. Concessions will go up. You're asking for more money to fund your alma mater, maybe through your NIL fund, is also going to increase and go up. All those things are going to happen. And you're like, wait, hold on a second, Pete. I thought we were supposed to be solving this issue. I thought this was going to make it so that now every school would be equitable with this $20.5 million salary cap and we could just move on. And Ohio State was the same as Iowa State, and USC was the same as Texas Tech, and now we're off to the races. No. Please don't kid yourself. We are only in, I would guess, maybe the fifth inning of this entire fiasco that has become how to pay college athletes. Maybe the fifth inning. I might be being generous putting it in the fifth inning. This thing is a disaster and a half, and it didn't get any better. It might have gotten a little more clear, but trust me, this is not going to change the fact that the top college football programs are going to be dumping tens of millions of dollars into their teams. This was what one power conference personnel director told The Athletic over the weekend. The top football teams are going to cost $40 to $50 million a year. That's where this is going. Anyone who thinks different is absolutely nuts. So you're like, wait, but Pete, what do you mean? We're being told that each program gets $20.5 million. Yes, that's true. That is what they'll be able to pay them through this settlement under this kind of quasi-salary cap that these schools are being told they have to basically stay under. But then there's the NIL angle. Then there is NIL Go, as it's been dubbed. This is being managed by the accounting firm Deloitte, which instructs athletes to self-report any third-party NIL deals worth $600 or more for review. The idea is that any of those deals that fail to meet a valid business purpose and/or fall within an approved range will be flagged and must be adjusted or taken to arbitration. How do you think that's going to go? You tell me, when the billionaire donor at fill-in-the-blank school, Texas Tech, wherever, gets told, and I'm not trying to pick on Cody Campbell, he's just the biggest billionaire donor right now in the Big 12 and the most recognizable. I'm not picking on him at all. It's just, you know, a good example. Cody Campbell gets told he can't give this football player, this basketball player, this softball player, this baseball player, this kind of money because Deloitte said he can't. Deloitte, which is managing the NIL Go. How do you think that's going to go? That will be in court as soon as they can get it into court. That will be fought legally as much as this entire thing has been fought up to this point. That's exactly how this is going to go. So this is not what some people are making it out to be. This is not really leveling the playing field. It's just frankly making it even messier in many respects. Now, there will be opportunities for scum schools, which I'll get to here shortly, but this is not the panacea that some people want to turn it into. Now, what about this NIL go? And let's talk about this here for a second. Our guy Matthew Postens wrote about this on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. It is our lead story. I would suggest you go check it out. He broke this thing down very well. But with this NIL go deal, there's a few things that need to be noted here. First off, the new College Sports Commission site says that Deloitte's NIL go clearinghouse for NIL deals over $600 will not determine fair market value. Instead, it will ensure deals that are within a, quote, reasonable range of compensation based on multiple factors. Okay, how do you interpret that then? So if they're not going to do this based on what is perceived to be fair market value, then what are they possibly going to determine any of this on? You tell me. I mean, this is from the College Sports Commission website, and they're the ones who are going to be clearing these things. On their website, it says NIL Go does not calculate fair market value. NIL Go's range of compensation determines whether the subject deal submitted by the student athlete does not exceed a reasonable range of compensation based on multiple factors, including but not limited to the deal's performance obligations, the student athlete's athletic performance and the social media reach, the local market, and the market reach of his or her institution and program. Who is Deloitte to sit there and tell Texas Tech or Kansas State or Oklahoma State or UCF or any of these Big 12 schools or any college program for that matter what they can or can't pay somebody? This thing is going to end up in court on day one. And the other problem is it looks like it actually hurts teams in smaller markets. And there are a lot of Big 12 teams in smaller markets, right? A lot of the Big 12 schools are not in what you would perceive as big markets. So if part of the NIL Go determination on what is fair is based on the local market and the market reach of the institution and program, that is not a place that anyone in college athletics should want to be playing in. Because then what you're telling me is that USC would have a much easier way to get approvals on deals than, say, let's see, Kansas State. Manhattan's not a booming metropolis. Lubbock, Texas, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Ames, Iowa, right? But USC, if LA, which is the market, is what we're in part considering on whether or not Deloitte approves certain deals, that's total BS. That can't stand. Because here's the other thing. Let's take Rutgers in New Jersey. Rutgers is not a school that anybody in New Jersey or the New York City area cares about athletically. They are the last thing on anybody's mind athletically in the New York City area. The New York City area has 18 million people. Part of the reason the Big Ten was interested in Rutgers is because they thought they could tap into the New York market. They were wrong. I would make a very strong case, and this is not difficult at all to make this case. It is a much bigger deal and bigger brand to be a stud in Stillwater, Oklahoma, than on Rutgers campus in Piscataway, New Jersey. I don't care about the populations. I don't care about the market reach. I'm telling you right now, the Big 12 schools top to bottom have far more of a reach in their communities than some of the big schools in the, and I say big in air quotes there, big schools in the Big Ten. And it's night and day. Okay, like USC, yeah, it's USC, I get it. But USC is like the 10th thing on people's minds in Southern California, unless they're really competitive. How many times do we have to see the Rose Bowl look totally empty for a relatively meaningful game involving the Trojans? And forget UCLA. I mean, UCLA is just dead as could be. Is UCLA going to have a leg up on these NIL Go deals and what gets approved and what doesn't get approved because, well, they're in market number two in the country? That is a major problem that needs to be addressed as soon as possible, and it will be via lawsuits. And I hate to admit that because the last thing we need is more stuff getting fought in court, but my gosh, how else is this possibly going to play out? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you for joining us. I would love for you to make sure that you like the video right now as you're watching it on YouTube, on Facebook. And if you are on the podcast, gosh, thank you so much for your nice ratings and reviews that have been coming in here. They make a huge difference. I so appreciate you doing that. And keep them coming. We're sending out merch to the best podcast reviews every week. Just send me an email, Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com with your review. That way I know who you are, and I can put you in the running for the best podcast review on the show.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
So let's get to some of your comments here. Pete, I don't trust any enforcement arm. It's really hard to regulate these deals. College sports needs Congress, but good luck with that. I'm worried, but college sports keeps getting more popular. That is from EI Crab TR77. Yes, I agree with you there, but you're right. Relying on Congress is a fool's errand. So that is not something that's going to happen anytime soon. Joshua says, I'll gladly pay if Tech keeps recruiting at the same level. Can't blame you, Joshua. I can't, man. Things are good right now in Lubbock. Let's see. K-State Scott says, 2- and 3-star athletes will still end up in the Big 12 no matter how high these dollars reach. Nothing will change for us. We'll pay, but i.e. Ohio State will get the same athletes they get today. Well, it may seem that simple, Scott, but here's where things get tricky. Tanking could be part of the equation in this new world of a $20.5 million quasi-salary cap for these college sports programs. How they divvy them up, of course, is going to be up to each program. They're going to have to tighten their belt buckles a lot in a lot of ways. I did see that Mark Cohen, TCU communications director, got let go late last week, and that was just one of the many budget cuts that, sadly, I believe are going to come to these institutions. It's not fair. These people are oftentimes the backbone of the sports departments in these colleges and universities, but they're not like just getting a windfall of $20.5 million. It's not that easy. And that's something that Iowa State AD Jamie Pollard has talked extensively about in the last few weeks. I mean, Jamie Pollard said here, gosh, when did he say this? I want to say it was a few weeks ago he said it during an interview. And he goes, Iowa State doesn't have $20 million sitting around, but if we don't pay it for the coming year, we have big problems, so we're going to pay it. Then he says, would you pay a bigger fee as a student to go to the school here so that a member of our basketball team can get paid $1 million? That's the fundamental question we're going to have to ask ourselves, because if we don't do that, then what we're saying is we're not going to have the athletics program that we're having. So that's the thing. You're seeing that happen now around college sports. Tuitions are going up, room and board, all to pay for the sports programs. This still feels wildly unsustainable when you look at it from a big picture perspective. So then what do you do, right? How do you fix this? What's the answer? The answer to me seems to be to figure out the best way to end up in a situation where you're able to basically get a hold of all the power players, bring them into a room, and say, enough's enough, guys. We need congressional approval, and we need it now. Can they get it done? I think they can. I mean, I want to be optimistic, but I can't be optimistic about anything involving Congress. I can't. Maybe you can, but I can't do it. That's across the partisan spectrum. I have no confidence in them doing anything meaningful for the average college sports fan that works for the craziness that we're dealing with right now. But let's talk about tanking here. This is something that came up in the last couple of days that I think is important to note. What could tanking look like? Well, here's how it works, right? Let's say you want to spend 15 of your $20.5 million on your football team for the 2025 season. You can't pay anyone now for 2026 until July 1 of next year. So all of a sudden, you know, you're making these payments for the 2025 team, but you're paying them through the end of June next year. You can't pay the 2026 team until July 1 of next year. So you have to get basically handshake deals with some of these players to say, don't worry, you're going to start getting paid come July 1. But let's say you're a team and you don't expect to really win that big this year. And you're like, you know what? It's about 2026 for us. 2025 is a wash. It's not going to happen. You could come in under budget and then you could go into the portal, get some guys next spring, or let's say after the season, use some of your 2025 money for that to pay guys to come to your school, and then say, this is kind of like your signing bonus that we're giving you right now. Here's $250,000, and then come July 1 of 26, we're paying you out of this $20.5 million allotment. Think about a team like, and I'm not picking on anybody here, but think about a team like UCF. Year one under Scott Frost, right? Let's say UCF is a team that says, we don't think we're going to compete this year in the Big 12. I don't know if we've got the horses. I don't know if we've got the players. But let's back off some of the $20.5 million. Let's try to use it as basically a signing bonus incentive for the transfer portal come January and try to get in some top players for 2026. It'll be year two under Scott Frost, and we think we'll be a lot better. We'll build up the program, and we can get some immediate impact players by coming in under the salary cap for 2025 and using some of that money to entice guys via the portal. That is a world that absolutely could exist in college sports. And that could help some of these Big 12 schools that maybe don't have the big time donors, right? Don't have the Ohio State money, the Texas money. They don't have even right now the Texas Tech money. But if they're savvy, if they're smart about it, then you enter a world that certainly looks a heck of a lot different. And you might be able to be very creative with how you end up basically putting together a roster, where if you think you've got glaring holes, but you want to spend some of that money in the portal after the season, you could theoretically manipulate this cap in a way that is, yes, as Scott notes on YouTube right now, a scam. Is it a scam or is it just playing the system? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. J-Rod says they will be cutting back some of the non-revenue sports or they will become club sports. You hate to see it, but that's also going to bring up the Title IX stuff here, right? The Title IX stuff is going to be a major problem for them because if you got $20.5 million to spend, you know that, let's say, 15 mils going to the football team, maybe 3-4s going to basketball, what's left? And that's also baseball, and there's not a single women's sport in there right now. What do you do? The Title IX lawsuits are also coming here. That's why this whole thing is such an absolute utter mess, top to bottom. And no one has a great answer on how to solve it right now. So let me give you the timelines here on what's to come. So the settlement was approved on Friday, NCAA v. House. And that means come June 11th this week, NIL Go Portal launches. This is what Deloitte is managing. July 15th is the opt-in deadline. So this is where schools are going to basically commit to revenue sharing and the $20.5 million. That is going to happen basically for every Big 12 school. That will happen. No ifs, ands, or buts. All right? After that, July 1st. First date for the direct institutional revenue sharing payments to student athletes. So that's where you can start paying your athletes out of this $20.5 million. So that's what the next few weeks look like. And opt-in schools must designate student athletes permitted by the settlement to remain above roster limits as of July 6th. So all that's coming to a head here in the next basically month or so. I mean, it is going to be beyond bizarre. Now, some people have asked the following question. What about, like, Texas Tech? They bring back Kennedy, their softball star, on another $1 million deal, right? NIL money. So what happened? How does that deal work out for next year? Basically, and this came from Kendall Rogers of D1Baseball.com, Texas Tech would just have to pay Kennedy in full by the end of this month. $1.2 million in cash by the end of this month as a way to get around this NCAA or House v. NCAA settlement. So she's basically just given a 1099 check of $1.2 million. She's going to come back next year and play softball at Texas Tech, and that's that. It's over. But it's got to be done by the end of the month. So that's where all this now leads to, and that's how you can get around that. And I got to imagine a lot of football players in various programs are on front-loaded NIL deals that will be paid in full by the end of this month, June of 2025. It is crazy, but it is the world that we find ourselves in right now. Thank you guys for being here. Please do make sure you share the video, you like the video, and you are subscribed on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. We so appreciate you being here as always and joining us on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. And for those of you who expected us earlier on Sunday, apologies. Was down with the family at Table Rock Lake, and we had a great time, outstanding time. Took the girls out kayaking, went out on the paddle boats. Not quite ready for the old jet skis yet. They're not old enough, but we had a great time, and it's always good to get away and make some memories with the family. Got three little girls, 6, 4, and 1. So my hands were full, but I was trying to keep up on all this stuff over the weekend. Had to kind of prep for the show and come to you here on a Sunday night. So thank you guys, as always, for bearing with us. We appreciate you. Make sure you're subscribed, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.